This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey there, this is Naima V. Robert here, award-winning author, editor, and coach for women like you who have an idea and want to turn it into a book. Today, I would like to speak with you about some of the issues I have seen coming up with clients and potential clients around their book. The current situation that we're in is abnormal, beyond belief. A lot of people are working from home, are homebound, are self-isolating in quarantine, may have children home from school. And so this really has represented some challenges for the women that I work with. And so today I would like to talk about how we can deal with some of those problems and issues that have come up. So the first problem that I'm seeing is that people are paralyzed. People are paralyzed with fear of the uncertainty, fear of the unknown, fear of what might happen, fear of the future, fear of things not going back to normal, things, you know, never settling down, you know, just lots of question marks in the air. And this means that I've had some ladies who have just decided to shelve their book project for now, you know, and just give up on that, just thinking that it's maybe not important or not worthy of their time or attention right now. And others have just lost motivation, they've lost hope. They can't really see the future and therefore don't feel the need or the desire to invest in the future. And I just like to offer you this, because regardless of what happens in the world, you have a story to tell. You have a message to share. And there are people out there simply waiting for you to stand up. I'm going to say that again. There are people out there in the world right now waiting for you to stand up and speak your truth, to share your message, to teach them, to lead them, to guide them. And so, if that is the case, then consider this. Double down on your mindset. Put even more work into focusing on what you can control. Framing and reframing and reframing. Reframing using the lens of gratitude, using the lens of opportunity, using the lens of legacy. Reframe the situation, reframe your time, reframe your commitment, and focus on your dream. Focus on your dream, go back to it, plug into the energy of it. What was it you wanted to achieve in the first place? What was it you wanted to put out into the world? And ask yourself, is this not still valid? Does the world not still need what I have to offer? Is my story still not worth telling? This expertise that I have, this message that I have, is it still not needed in the world? And I think if you spend some time thinking about that, you will find that the answer is yes, yes, and yes. So recommit to that. The second issue that I'm seeing is new time constraints. This is interesting because on the one hand, some of us have much more time than we did before. And on the other hand, our time is constrained because maybe everybody's home. We may have spouses at home, children need attention. Some of them are homeschooling. So new time constraints and a new schedule and a new routine have meant that many of you have just not made progress with your book. Does that sound familiar? Well, the problem with this is that when we have this kind of shakeup in our routine, maybe we were writing a little bit before, maybe we weren't, but now I'm finding that people are just not committing to daily writing, and that results in you losing interest and giving up. And the thing is, when we have a goal, when we have a dream, and we give up on that dream because it feels too hard, or it's feeling too uncomfortable, that is frustrating and it's disappointing, and it really does drag us down into a place where we just don't have any motivation or any hope. Does that sound like you? Because if it does, I would like to offer you some solutions. Firstly, you will want to do what I said before, which is to recommit. And then you want to look at your day and you want to carve out 30 minutes a day. If you can't carve out 30 minutes a day, carve out 20 minutes a day. If you can't carve out 20 minutes a day, carve out 10 minutes a day. You can write a book in just 10 concentrated minutes a day. What I teach my clients is how to write in sprints. So within those 10 or the 20 or the 30 minutes, you do nothing but write. You don't check your email, you don't have Facebook notifications, you don't do research, you don't read back over what you've written. You concentrate on exactly what you are meant to be writing about in that time and that alone. And if you do that, you will find, firstly, that you do have time to write. And secondly, you will start making progress on your book again. And if you would like help with getting your book idea together into an outline, and if you would like help with support and accountability and a community to help you get this book done while we are in lockdown, then just comment "I'm committed" below or send me an email with "committed" in the subject line and let's have a chat. I have a group of women I'm working with, we're calling kind of the lockdown experiment. So we are literally, we've had women joining since the lockdown to really get their book done now because they can see that this is actually a perfect opportunity for them to be able to actually finish their book. But I have a third thing. I have a third thing to offer you. And I see this happening as well. And this thing is due to, again, the uncertainty of our current situation, we are seeing women afraid to invest. Afraid to invest time, afraid to invest resources, afraid to invest energy. And a lot of people are asking, like, you know, if I invest this money, am I going to see it come back? Am I going to see a return on my investment? Is it going to sell? Is anybody going to buy books anymore? And this, of course, doesn't help because, you know, if you're afraid to invest the time and the resources, then you won't get the help that you need and you won't put the time that you need to put in to actually make this book what it could be. And that leads to a lot of contraction internally. If we are operating from a place of fear and scarcity, then that's going to permeate everything. So what I'm inviting you to do is really kind of open up. Firstly, do the first step, which was to recommit. That's the most important thing. Because when you are committed to your dream and when you're really plugged back in to the importance of this book that you want to write, then it's easier for you to reframe the investment. Firstly, what I would say is focus on the value of the book. And it's not just the book. And I'm just going to offer this to you because I've been working with women now for a while to help them to write their book and to kind of tease the message out of them so they can put it out into the world. And what I've noticed is that it's not just the book they get at the end. It's the woman they become along the way. It's their growth. It's their expansion. It's their increased skill set. It's their increased confidence. It's how they blossom as they go through this process. And it's kind of hard to put a value on that. But another thing I would say is, you know, take advantage of, for example, payment plans. Take advantage of any special, you know, for example, our case study. If you're getting an opportunity to work with an expert and they are offering some kind of rebate or some kind of payment plan, take advantage of that. Don't say, oh, no, now is not a good time. Because trust me, when things go back to normal or will go back out of lockdown, those rebates and those payment plans and, you know, people who are trying to make things easier for everyone on lockdown, those things will disappear and prices will go back up to where they probably should have been all the time, right? So if you know that your message is worth sharing, that your story is worth telling, and you know in your heart that you do want to write that book and get it out into the world, then again, I'd encourage you to just get in touch and see if we're a fit for you to work in our case study, our experiment, our lockdown experiment, and just comment committed below this message or send me an email with committed and let's chat and see if we're a fit. For now, I leave you with this. Stay safe, stay sane, and stay committed to your dream. That's Naima B. Roberts signing out. Speak to you soon.